New Swabia, or New Schwabenland in German, is an area of Antarctica called Queen Maud Land. It was explored by numerous German Antarctic expeditions, and one in the late 1930s reportedly discovered ice-free areas with warm freshwater lakes and signs of growing vegetation right there in the middle of the barren ice. The Nazi Party proceeded to covertly build a massive secret subterranean base in the large hollow caverns which have naturally formed deep under the Antarctic ice. They continually shipped men, resources, material to the South Pole throughout the war years, and in 1943, the German Navy Grand Admiral Karl Dönitz stated that the German submarine fleet is proud of having built for the Führer in another part of the world a Shangri-La, an impregnable fortress. While it's widely accepted that the Nazis were defeated with the German government's formal surrender in 1945, it's only partly true. The media is largely controlled by the Rothschild banking dynasty, as everyone knows, and for the most part, they promoted a false narrative concerning the events of World War II for the past 70 years. Hitler's body was never recovered. No Nazi Party member ever signed any documents of surrender. The German government and military did, but if you investigate, you will find that what I'm saying is correct, and that's why after the Allies claimed unconditional victory, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Forrestal sent a military force known as Operation High Jump to invade Antarctica, and this included Admiral Nimitz, Admiral Krusen, and Admiral Byrd. Over 4,500 military troops from the United States, Britain, and Australia, consisting of three naval battle armadas, departed from three separate locations in 1946, following the war. Admiral Byrd's command ship led the invasion. It consisted of the icebreaker Northwind, the catapult ship Pine Island, the destroyer Bronson, the aircraft carrier Philippine Sea, the U.S. submarine Senate, two support vessels Yankee and Merrick, two tankers Canisted and the Capitan, the destroyer Henderson, and a floatplane ship Karatek. So Byrd was given unlimited funding and a full 8 months to complete this operation. According to numerous sources, including Admiral Byrd himself, things did not go as planned, and it was a very one-sided affair with the Antarctic Nazis victorious. Upon returning from a rather swift and, I guess you could say, a humiliating defeat by forces which were supposedly surrendered weeks after Hitler's supposed suicide, we have published interviews where Admiral Byrd stated clearly that it was now, and I quote, necessary for the United States to take defensive actions against enemy air fighters which come from the polar regions. So the United States military and intelligence were not in Antarctica for research or scientific experiments, but they were apparently trying to locate and destroy this immense underground facility that was constructed by the Germans before, during the war, and continued after the war. So it's called Base 211, and it was likely used to further the research conducted by the Nazis and certain secret societies which were developing advanced propulsion technology, advanced aircraft. And these were the same ones used to decimate the Allies in Antarctica. Saucer-shaped discs, far in advance of anything possessed by the US. Top secret maps obtained by the KGB, allegedly, and belonging to the Third Reich have been recently leaked on the internet, which, again, allegedly depict passages under the Antarctic ice, which were used by these German U-boats to access these mysterious underground polar caverns. The possibility that the Earth contains massive underground caves, caverns, that it's hollow or at least partially hollow, that these regions are accessible through passages at the poles, and that ancient secret breakaway civilizations flourish within them, this has renewed people's interest in a subject that's still largely considered, by the media at least, to be very taboo. And polar expeditions and battles like Operation High Jump still remain classified. And it's just shrouded in secrecy for decades now. But scientific revelations are coming out, they validate the rumors, and these covert events and their implications are finally being exposed. And the Earth might actually have entire civilizations living underground that we, the public, now are just being made aware of. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an author and anthropologist. I hope you'll join me in exploring the mysteries of inner Earth.